This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
Como estas? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Listening to records is one of life's biggest pleasures, as anyone who listens to this show knows very well. But seeing an artist live in concert adds another dimension to the beauty and magic of music. So today we're remembering some of our favorite shows, playing music that was entirely recorded live in concert. From salsa to rock en español, and even a little bit of jazz. And to top it off, I understand we have Josh Norick's cat in the recording booth with us. Josh, I didn't know you were such an animal lover.
It's true. My cat was trying to sneak into the recording session tonight, but we've had to give him the boot because I needed to make room for Los Fabulosos Cadillacs. One of my favorite songs from Los Fabulosos, from one of their live albums, Ciao, back in 2000, is this song, Manuel Santillán El León. And Ernesto, probably, you know, you're no stranger to attending Argentine rock shows either. One of my favorite things about going to concerts in Latin America is that often the crowd's voices exceed the artist in terms of volume. And that's very apparent on this song when you can hear the audience just singing along with the chorus. This is, going back to 2000, the live recording of Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, Manuel Santillán El León.
Entonces saca su revólver y va a disparar. La policía la rodea sin tregua. Lo buscan por ajuste de cuentas. Y ese sargento que sin vacilar abre fuego y le da. Lo curioso es que antes de morir, el León Santillán pronunció palabras a los dos oficiales que desconcertados miraban. Les dijo: queridos enemigos de siempre y de este mundo de dolor, nunca se olviden que el santo de la gente va hacia el mar. Santillán abandonaron la institución. Nunca más se supo de ellos. Del caso no se acabó. Sin embargo, por el viejo Santiago, un sucio bodegón dice que un borracho murmuró llorando las palabras que eran del León y cuáles eran Manuel.
Panamá, Panamá,
ya todos los sufrimientos de un pueblo se ahogan en el mar.
Thank you.
are listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite live recordings. We just heard a block of Argentine rock, including one of my favorite bands of all time in the genre, Soda Stereo. That was the live version of Sobredosis de TV, or Overdose of Television, and it was taken from their 1996 Farewell Tour. Of course, after the group broke up, the lead singer Gustavo Cerati had a brief but brilliant solo career, and he was taken from us all too early a couple years ago after several years in a coma. Very sad, and you know, we're huge fans. I felt it would be important to spotlight Soda Stereo in their prime. Ernesto, I understand that we're going to be moving from Buenos Aires up to Nueva York.
Yes, because immediately when we started talking about doing an episode devoted only to music in concert recorded live, I thought of the Funny All Stars. And the Funny All Stars, this mega conglomeration of salsa stars, I don't think nothing like it has ever existed in Latin music again. And it's interesting because the Funny All Stars did record a number of studio albums, and they're all good, but none of them are superlative. It's interesting. On the other hand, they excelled playing live in concert. There are so many great, at least 5 or 6 or 7 fantastic Funny All Stars albums recorded live, especially because they did this thing where they would record an entire show and release 2 albums. They did this with the Live at the Cheetah, Volume 1, Volume 2, and also Live at the Yankee Stadium. This is just a legendary show, also released in 2 separate LPs. And when you listen to the lineup, you're going to die, Josh. It's amazing. I mean, performing with Funny All Stars Yankee Stadium were Rey Barreto on congas, of course, Willie Colon on trombone, Larry Harlow on piano, Johnny Pacheco as the musical director, leader, Roberto Roena on bongos and campana, Bobby Valentin on bass, and some of the singers, Hector Lavoe, Ismael Miranda, Peter Conde Rodriguez. It's just unbelievable that the Funny All Stars. Just imagine having a rock orchestra with Bob Dylan and John Lennon and Paul McCartney and Elton John, everybody playing together in harmony. Just something unheard of. Well, I decided to pick a song performed by Ismael Miranda, El Niño Bonito, the pretty boy of salsa. He was very young at the time, almost a teenager. We're going to listen to him with the Funny All Stars playing Qué rico suena mi tambor.
Vaya Venezuela, Panamá, Puerto Rico, Nueva York, Miami, Erimantina y Sumaterra. ¡Ajá! A todos los países latinoamericanos, África, por poco se me olvidaba. ¡Activa mi tambor!
Vamos a gozar con mi tambor, vamos a gozar con mi tambor, vamos a bailarlo como es, vamos a bailarlo como es, moviendo la cintura, la cadera y los pies, moviendo la cintura, la cadera y los pies. La gente se alborotan cuando oyen mi tambor y agarran su pareja y se ponen a bailar. Al compás del tumbador, al compás del tumbador.
Ay, pero mira, mira qué rico, suena, 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 suena mi tambor.
Vamos a gozar con mi tambor.
Ay, pero mamá, vamos a gozar con mi tambor.
Vamos a gozar con mi tambor.
El tambor es lo más sublime y ahora lo canto yo.
Vamos a gozar con mi tambor.
Vengan, mujeres.
noche. Con ustedes. De Mayagüez. Nuestro padrino. El único. El hombre que abre la boca y lo que sale es melao. Santito Colón.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Lo que me gusta de ti es que me vuelvo a contar. Todo está en blanco y tú nada conoces aún. Verte a mi lado y saber estás tranquilo y se sientes lo mismo que yo. Lo que más quisiera pedirte es que te quedes conmigo. Niño, te daré lo que pidas, solo no te vayas nunca. Lo que más quisiera pedirte es que te quedes conmigo. Niño, te daré lo que pidas, solo no te vayas nunca. Lo que me es lo que me dice tu piel. Siento reposo en lo que me cuenta otra vez. Lo que más quiero es dar un descanso a mis anhelos y en ti. Eso lo encuentro feliz.
Lo que más quisiera pedirte es que te quedes conmigo. Ah, niño, te daré lo que pidas, solo no te vayas nunca.
Nada que ocultar y me quedo y te quedas. Es así como queremos estar.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative in a spotlight on our favorite live recordings. And I had the privilege to be personally involved in the album that featured that last song. That was Julieta Venegas with a live in-studio performance of Lo Que Pidas. That was part of a benefit album that came out back in 2006 for the LA radio station KCRW. It was an album called Sounds Eclectico. I think we captured some incredible live performances, not just from Julieta Venegas, but also Manu Chao and Los Lobos. Also, this next artist, Kinky, the band from Monterrey, Mexico, that has always excelled in mixing electronica, rock, and a lot of Latin sounds. And this track I love. This is the live version of Sol Batacuda, all the way back in 2006.
Ta 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 ta
Hi, this is Gil Cerezo from the band Kinky, and you're listening to The Latin Alternative.
We'll be right back.
¿Cómo estás? You're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Dejo de pensar en ti y deja el mundo de tener encanto para mí. No fue posible imaginar que pudo haber antes que tú en mi existir. Supe lo que era el amor el mismo instante en que sonó tu risa junto a mí. Definitiva sensación fue descubrir en tu mirar un nuevo sol. Vivo idolatrándote y en un monólogo interior desesperándome mientras la luz de nuestras vidas va apagándose. Vidas que el destino sentenció otro amor. Hoy que no te tengo aquí, estoy creyendo como nunca había creído en ti. Y en el abismo inconsolable de mis noches inquietud, crece tu luz. Voy idolatrándote y en un monólogo interior desesperándome mientras la luz de nuestras vidas va apagándose. Vidas que el destino sentenció con otro amor. Hoy que no te tengo aquí, estoy creyendo como nunca había creído en ti. Y en el abismo inconsolable de mis noches inquietud, crece tu luz.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to music recorded live in concert, sort of, or capturing and remembering the magic of some awesome live shows. And that was the case in the early 70s when Bossa Nova was extremely popular in Argentina, the neighboring country of Brazil, Josh. And you know, there were two live albums that were released, recorded in Argentina, of great Bossa Nova music. Both of the albums feature Vinicius de Moraes, the former ambassador and the sort of official lyricist and composer of the Bossa Nova, collaborator of Antonio Carlos Jobim. Well, Vinicius de Moraes started touring on his own together with a young guitarist by the name of Toquinho, who of course would blossom into an amazing solo career. And they also featured a wonderful lady singer. In the beginning, it was Maria Creuza, but then it was Caetano Veloso's sister Maria Bethania. Now, they recorded a second live album with Maria that was titled Days in Mar del Plata, and we just heard A Tonga da Mironga do Cabulete, this hilarious, wonderful, just uplifting Bossa Nova song with Vinicius. And you know something I've noticed, Josh, that when we're talking about live albums recorded in the 50s, 60s, or 70s, sometimes the sound quality can be a bit of a problem, as the recording at the time wasn't very sophisticated, and there's sort of, those records may have the tendency to sound a little flat and distorted. Have you noticed that?
Yes, indeed I have, Ernesto.
Well, this is something very interesting that I discovered recently. This is, we're going to listen to a live recording by Tito Rodriguez. This is the crooner and salsa singer from Puerto Rico who died very young. I think he was 50 years old when he died, around 1973. And somebody, he went to this place in Peru, in Lima, in the capital of Peru, to do a live show, and it ended up being his last concert ever, or one of his last concerts. It was recorded for posterity, the entire show. And you know, this is unbelievable to me, Josh, how it sounds, the immediacy of this recording, the warmth, the separation of all the instruments, and just the clarity on Tito Rodriguez's voice. It's absolutely fantastic. I really recommend fans of tropical music to get this entire album. It's very short, about 30 minutes, but it's so beautiful, and it's almost like Tito Rodriguez is there just singing for you in your living room. Well, here he is, Mr. Tito, with Cara de Payaso from his last live recording in 1973.
Este es un arreglo especial de una bella melodía norteamericana titulada All the Way. Dime que me quieres. Dime que me quieres y prométeme quererme siempre así. Quédate a mi lado donde yo pueda quererte siempre así. Yo sé que el amor es sueño y hay que despertar, pero el corazón es dueño y no puede ya razonar. Yo quiero besarte y tenerte entre mis brazos siempre así. Dime que tú vives, que tu corazón existe solo para mí. Todo lo que llamo mío, todo es para ti. Pero hay que prometerme y besarme y quererme siempre así, siempre así.
Damas y caballeros, un aplauso bien fuerte para la magnífica orquesta del maestro Lucho Macedo.
Yo quiero besarte y tenerte entre mis brazos siempre así. Dime que tú vives, que tu corazón existe solo para mí. Todo lo que llamo mío, todo es para ti. Pero hay que prometerme y besarme y quererme siempre así, siempre así. Bailo paparo papara.
Cerrando loca, hicimos
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite live recordings. And Ernesto, I commented earlier in the show when we kicked things off with Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, how at certain times the audience was drowning out the band, which is a common thing often at Latin rock shows in South America. Such is the case also with Babasónicos at the tail end of the live version of Carismático. You know, it just brings back some warm memories for me of catching groups in the mid-90s especially, but all the way in through the 2000s. Groups like Babasónicos, really kind of one of the most important indie rock bands in Argentina. That live version goes back to 2007. It's off their album Luces.
I really love Luces, and I really love how Babasónicos captured the interaction of the Argentinian audience in that record. It's absolutely fantastic. Now, I remember in the year 2000, Josh, getting a phone call from a very enthusiastic Colombian publicist from Universal Records, and he called me just to tell me that Venezuelan sonero and salsa superstar Oscar de León was releasing a new live album. But this time it was really a sumptuous thing. It was a 2-CD, the entire concert recorded at the Copacabana in New York, and Oscar was starting the set with Llorarás, his biggest hit ever, and it was just an amazing sort of avalanche of hits. The publicist was so excited, and when I got the record, I listened to the whole thing, I remember, in one afternoon, and I've been playing it nonstop since then. This is one of my favorite. I recently compiled, I did a story on my 10 favorite live albums of Latin music, and of course, En Vivo by Oscar de León was one of them, and so many great tracks to pick from, but I think this is one that especially sounds, this is one of those rare cases where the live recording sounds much, much better than the studio version. Here he is, Oscar de León from Venezuela with Me Voy Pa Cali.
Cali, Cali, Cali,
me voy para
Venezuela se uniera y que sin política, ay, la mano se diera. Soy venezolano, colombiano, cubano, puertorriqueño, dominicano, ecuatoriano del mundo.
Cali, Cali, Caucasí.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Hi, it's Steve Berlin.
And this is Luis Perez from Los Lobos.
And you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
Thank you.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite live recordings. That was Los Lobos, one of my favorite Latin rock bands of all time, often associated with kind of a smoking blues form of Latin rock. But in this case, about 5 years ago, they recorded an unplugged album called Disconnected in New York. I believe it was recorded at City Winery in New York City. And I'm a big fan of that sort of live acoustic version of their song Venganza, which I believe originally appeared on their album The Ride back in 2004, but resurfacing about a decade later on Disconnected in New York.
Now, Josh, do you remember when Everything and Their Grandmother was doing one of those MTV Unplugged live albums?
I do, Ernesto. In fact, my grandmother was on one.
The one with Nirvana, was it?
Sabes bien, sí.
So, in 2001, Roberto Carlos, sort of the Julio Iglesias of Brazil, did one of those things. This is Acústico MTV. And I just wasn't impressed with the concept, because, especially because I, when it comes to Roberto Carlos, I don't like the sort of 80s, 90s ballads so much. I do like when he was a rocker with long hair and red electric guitar, and he was playing in the nightclubs of Rio de Janeiro. He was part of the Jovem Guarda, this movement of sort of Brazilian rock and roll. But I was very pleasantly surprised when I listened to this Acústico MTV that actually Roberto Carlos chose this opportunity to present some of those old nuggets from the 60s in an unplugged setting. We're going to listen to one of those. It's really beautiful what he did. This is a very old song. It was a hit, and in fact, it appeared in one of the movies that Roberto Carlos shot, and sort of like the Brazilian equivalent of the Beatles' Help in the late 60s. Here is Roberto Carlos in an unplugged setting performing the very, very old hit Por Isso Corro Demais.
Meu bem, qualquer instante que eu fico sem te ver aumenta a saudade que eu sinto de você. Então eu corro demais, sofro demais, corro demais só pra te ver, meu bem. Você ainda me pede que é pra não correr assim. Meu bem, eu não suporto mais você longe de mim. Por isso corro demais, sofro demais, corro demais só pra te ver, meu bem. Se você está ao meu lado, eu só ando devagar. Esqueço até de tudo, não vejo o tempo passar. Mas se chega a hora de ir pra casa te levar, corro pra depressa outro dia ver chegar. Então eu corro demais, sofro demais, corro demais só pra te ver, meu bem. Se você vivesse sempre ao meu lado, eu não teria motivo pra correr e devagar eu andaria. Eu não corria demais, corro demais, corro demais só pra te ver, meu bem. Se você vivesse sempre ao meu lado, eu não teria motivo pra correr e devagar eu andaria. Eu não corria demais, agora corro demais, corro demais só pra te ver, meu bem. Só pra te ver, meu bem. Só pra te ver, meu bem. Só pra te ver, meu bem.
Wow, what a lovely, warm version, some excellent acoustics. That was Roberto Carlos, recorded live for MTV with Por Isso Corro Demais.
If you like what you've been hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook. You can find us at The Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by looking for The Latin Alternative in either Spotify or iTunes, or just go straight to thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Josh, how about some mainstream jazz by the Pat Metheny Group, but with a powerful Latin twist?
Ernesto, I was going to ask you, what's the Latin connection with Pat Metheny?
Well, not too many people know that at one point Pat Metheny enlisted the person who I think was the greatest vocalist that he ever had, Pedro Aznar from Argentina. And he's an amazing singer, Pedro Aznar is. I just had the opportunity of seeing him live a few months ago in Buenos Aires, an extraordinary vocalist and multi-instrumentalist. In fact, I remember when he was touring with Pat Metheny, this is in the late 80s and early 90s, he was not only singing, but performing a variety of instruments from melodica to charango and a myriad other things. So Pedro Aznar toured with the Pat Metheny Group. They did a live album called The Road to You. Extraordinary record. We're going to say goodbye with this. Pat Metheny, in fact, has said that this is arguably his favorite track of the many he has written. This is the Pat Metheny Group with Pedro Aznar and First Circle. Hasta la próxima.
Adios. I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.